showdown between two future Hall of Fame quarterbacks went on display in Foxborough last night. In the end, it was the five-time Super Bowl winner coming away with the victory as the New England Patriots topped the Green Bay Packers 31-17 in the first matchup between Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers since 2014. Now, the game was tied at 17 in the third quarter when the Packers' Aaron Jones fumbled a ball that was recovered by the Pats at their own 24. That is an all-you-can-eat buffet for Bill Belichick's teams taking advantage of those kinds of errors. And the biggest play of the ensuing drive was a bit of trickery, with Brady throwing behind the line of scrimmage to wide receiver Julian Edelman, who did play quarterback in college, and he proved it by throwing a perfect pass back across the field about a yard ahead to James White, who then had a full screen of blockers in front of him. He raced down the sideline, taking the ball right down to the Green Bay 2. White ran it in himself a short time later for a lead the Pats would not give up. New England also got creative due to the losses of tight end Rob Gronkowski and rookie running back Sony Michel. Both were out with injury. So the Pats used wide receiver Cordarrelle Patterson at running back. He did rather well, finishing with 61 yards rushing and a touchdown. And Josh Gordon is really starting to turn his career around with the Patriots, taking advantage of his trade from Cleveland by grabbing a Brady pass and shaking off a defender for a 55-yard touchdown play. He finished the night with an impressive 130 yards on five passes. Brady ended his night with 294 yards through the air and that TD to Gordon, while Rodgers threw for two scores but could not rally the Pack, who fall to 3-4-1. The Pats improved to 7-2, and they have now won six in a row. To the NHL, the New York Rangers got two goals from Jimmy Vesey and a 39-save effort from Henrik Lundqvist. They beat the Buffalo Sabres 3-1 at Madison Square Garden last night. Over the weekend, CVU finished off a perfect wire-to-wire undefeated season, capturing the girls' Division I high school soccer championship on Saturday with a 1-0 win over Colchester. Catherine Gilwee tallied the only goal of the game, a header in the 47th minute. The Redhawks clamped down on defense after that. They finished the season with 17 wins, no losses, and the D1 state title. And not to be outdone, the CVU boys team also took the D1 crown, rallying from a one-goal first-half deficit to beat St. Johnsbury 4-1, 18th state title for the boys Redhawks and their first since 2012. In field hockey, Bellows Falls can now lay claim to three state titles in three different divisions. When the Terriers were a Division III squad, they won the state championship in 2015 and 2016. They captured another crown the following year when they moved up to Division II, and they completed the three-division hat trick by defeating South Burlington 2-0 on Saturday to grab the school's first Division I state title. Emma Lober had an outstanding game in goal for the Terriers. She stopped 17 South Burlington shots on goal. Madison Streeter and Maya Warrior scored for Bellows Falls to finish off their perfect season 17-0. In college men's soccer, the UVM Catamounts were knocked out of the America East quarterfinals Saturday, falling to UMBC on penalty kicks after ending regulation play in overtime tied at 1. Jonathan Bryant scored in regulation for UVM. They finished their season with a winning record of 11-7-1, but without a chance to advance further in the NCAA playoffs. And finally, it's hard to believe this is only the first time he's won it, but Boston Red Sox center fielder Jackie Bradley Jr. has finally snagged a Gold Glove Award for his astonishing prowess tracking down balls in Fenway Park and in parks around the league. His teammate Mookie Betts won the award for a third straight year as the best defender in right field.